Good afternoon, Wrangle. This is Jamie Roberts with your COVID update for Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. Wrangle currently has one active case of COVID-19 in the community. As of today, the total case count for the state of Alaska is 60,931 cases. That's an increase of 1,014 cases from last week. As of today, 1,350 people have required hospitalization. That includes 40 new hospitalizations over the last week. As of today, 307 Alaskans have died. Two of those deaths occurred during the last week. According to the state's alert levels, the northern southeast region, which includes Wrangell, is still in the high alert level, but the case rate is dropping every day. You can visit the data hub at data.coronavirus.alaska.gov. For local case information and resources, you can visit wranglecovid19.org. Wrangell currently has three local ordinances in place. Emergency Ordinance 987 requires face coverings in public indoor settings and strongly urges other mitigation actions, such as avoiding or limiting gatherings, using pickup services at restaurants, and reducing capacity for personal services. Emergency Ordinance 988 and 989 requires that all international and interstate travelers and all intrastate travelers test prior to arrival or upon arrival and strict social distance until test results are received. Alaska residents may elect to not be tested, provided that they quarantine for 14 days after arrival. It is recommended that travelers obtain a second test 5 to 14 days after arrival. Persons who have tested positive for COVID-19 within 90 days prior to travel do not need to test for COVID if they provide proof of a previously positive result of a molecular-based test for SARS-CoV-2 within 90 days of departure, and they have been released from isolation, and they are currently asymptomatic. It is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Any questions regarding travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-2684. All residents aged 16 years and older that are interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org. Please provide a valid email when you register, and you will receive an email notification to schedule your appointment. New clinics will be added as more vaccine supplies arrive. Search is expecting to receive the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine this spring. This is a single-dose viral vector vaccine. They have not confirmed any dates as of this time. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the Wrangell Medical Center at 874-7000 or call the Search COVID hotline at 907-966-8799. As of today, 978 Wrangell residents have been vaccinated. More than 85% of those individuals have completed the two-dose series. That means that just over 50% of the eligible population has been vaccinated. Since it is unknown whether vaccinated individuals may still be able to pass the virus on to others, it's still important for everyone to follow the recommended mitigation measures, such as wearing a mask, staying home when you are sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of your health, keeping your social circle small, and washing your hands. Folks may be asking, why should I get vaccinated if I still have to use some of the mitigation measures, the same ones that unvaccinated individuals have to use? Well, it's important to get vaccinated for the following reasons. The COVID-19 vaccine helps protect you from COVID-19 infection and severe disease. Even in a rare case where one does catch the virus, the vaccine will likely prevent you from becoming seriously ill and needing hospitalization. In Wrangell, people needing hospitalization for COVID-19 get medevac to another community, which can be very expensive. Vaccination is a safer way to build immunity and is an important tool to help stop the pandemic. Protecting yourself also protects the people around you, like those at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19 or those who can't get vaccinated, like infants or people with weakened immune systems from things like chemotherapy for cancer. The more people that are vaccinated results in fewer cases and less possibility for mutations to occur. As more data becomes available, the CDC is providing guidance regarding fully vaccinated individuals. For example, CDC guidance states that fully vaccinated individuals who are considered a close contact to an infectious individual do not need to quarantine if they are asymptomatic. They have also recently released guidance that highlights interactions that can be done without a mask in private settings. We expect more guidance to be coming out over the next few weeks regarding what it means to be fully vaccinated. And lastly, being vaccinated provides protection while traveling outside of Alaska for vacation and business, or being inside gyms, restaurants, and theaters. If you have symptoms, it's important to seek testing as soon as possible. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested. Asymptomatic testing is available twice a day at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival and departure. Until next week, Wrangell, stay diligent, stay safe, stay well.